Cranium, one of the bands featured on this week's episode of Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above UNR, and the city of Trembling Leaves. Adjacent to the Valley of the Sun. It's the Worst Little Podcast. And I'm your host, Nick Ramirez, and I'm here with my good friend Chewy, Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick in the back, Patrick's here. We got some other friends joining us, and we're going to be listening to Chewy's tapes.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Ooh. All right. It's our Thanksgiving miracle show.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Why is it a miracle?
Yeah. Well, because we get to eat food before we start.
That's true. and there's no like weird band shit. We don't have to produce like a snare from underneath the bathroom sink this time.
And we've had,
story.
Have we had, story. We've had like five full bands in a row. Usually we break it up with like a guy with a guitar or a girl with like a ukulele or something.
We've been getting there lately.
Yeah, no, we've been on a heater. They've been really great bands too.
Yeah,
great shows. I'm super happy, but I need a fucking break.
You know, it's been,
God bless Chewy.
No, you're right. It is a miracle. I've been doing a lot of late night runs to In-N-Out after the shows.
So yeah,
eating before is great.
Yeah.
I need to.
I eat chicken wings at Archie's on my way to the show every single week, and I skipped that this week, and that was probably good for me.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, we had Domino's instead.
Yep. But yeah,
Pizza
that was,
guy.
You're right. Good point.
Pizza guy did not come upstairs. Just spoiler.
Yeah, he didn't want to fuck Rick's wife.
Right. But
I would come in, but.
In lieu of Pizza Guy, please accept Ivan.
What's up?
Ivan Gates is here.
Ivan, will you fuck Rick's wife?
Well, listen.
I think you should see
is
her
is that
first.
On the table?
I just need to know her name.
I want it to be Celeste.
Also here is my bestie, Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
Hey, welcome. Who hasn't, Melanie, welcome.
Hasn't been on the show in like 2 years.
It's been a long
time. Has it been that long?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm running number 5 now.
Ooh, you get a patch.
Yeah. I do.
That's good.
I've
never been on the show when Melanie's been here, but I know you have been before.
Oh, shit. You haven't, huh?
Yeah, one day everyone's going to realize I don't have a band.
I don't either.
But you have a really cool job over at the Discovery now.
Oh, I do. Thank you for
being there for a while.
Yeah, me and my family, we saw you there for Halloween. It was really cool.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of fun at Fake Halloween. We do up the whole museum, and it looks like a not too scary, spooky funhouse.
Yeah,
that's a great
museum.
Not
too spooky.
You dress the Discovery Museum up for Halloween?
We do.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice for the little ones. And then we have a membership, so they have like a early entry for membership. Mm. And everybody goes to that and lines up, and it's not really, you don't save any time going early. Really.
Have you guys been to the Discovery?
Once a long time ago.
It's really cool. Have you been, Ivan?
Fun. It's been a while, but.
It's
yeah.
cool as shit. It's not just for kids.
Yeah, one of my friends who volunteered there, my book club, they took me there when they had the sloth.
I saw the sloth. She took me to see the sloth.
So I know this is so dumb, but I videotaped the sloth and then played it back in fast motion.
Oh, that is not dumb. That is amazing.
And it just looked like a regular monkey.
That is absolutely
really
amazing.
Because everybody knows sloths are just slow monkeys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there's now that band name it. You're looking for.
Oh, Slow Monkeys. That's the one.
Oh, that's a good name.
And they
put it on the list.
They poop once every 28 days, and it's real, real stinky.
Wait,
did you get
really?
Lucky that that happened no. when it was with you?
I was stoked. I was so happy.
That's magical.
Who has to clean up the sloth poop?
Who gets to?
That's not your job, right?
Who gets to?
Who gets to?
No, I'm a grant writer. I'm in fundraising.
No sloth poop for you.
No sloth poop for me, unless I want to, maybe.
Volunteer, they're like, go ahead,
please.
Whose poop do you have to clean up to get that?
That's
yeah.
good.
So good times. Do kids throw open stuff a lot there?
Oh, sure. Oh, projectile God. Even.
Gross.
Oh, they like, have birthday parties here. So.
Oh, yeah. We have it down to a science.
Have you ever had to like clean up puke from that like weird cloud net thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. God.
That thing, and it's got carpet as like the platforms up there, so it's got to be hard to clean, right?
They don't have carpet. It's a rubber matting.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Because it's been a while since
I just hose it off.
Yeah. We actually pressure wash it from the top down, and then we had drains on the bottom of the floor. Yeah.
God, that is so smart.
My daughter used to go up there. One time she freaked out, and I had to go up and get her from the very top. And I'm like, I'm a tall person.
I imagine that happens a lot.
Well, good for you for good for us climbing all the way to the top. Usually,
I wanted her mom to do it, but she was like talking to somebody. I was like, bye, Allison. Yeah. But, yeah, the parents probably get you guys to do it. I mean, get people work there.
We do it. Yeah. Also, we bribe other children to do it.
Oh, that's a good move. Yeah.
Oh, that's so smart. That's why you do what you do.
Child labor.
It's the big brain.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's child labor. Really the only way to get ahead in this
go
world.
Up and yell
really
at them.
Is. Yeah. Like,
well, the kids
child labor. It takes a village.
Yeah. No, you're right.
The kids yearn for it.
And they're very nimble. They don't require a lot of food.
They go up to the top and yell at the kid to get down.
They take direction well.
Get down.
Yeah, just get up there, tell them to get down, and then...
Yeah.
I guess you could call the fire department.
Just drag them down.
Would the fire department come, so like getting funny. A kitten out of a tree?
We've never needed to do that.
There's really... I mean, you can't, like, fall out of it or anything. It's really pretty sturdy.
I've never been up there, but I've seen it.
I think once you get up to the top, though, and you're, like, 3 years old, and you look down, you're like, oh, my
like
God.
It seems like a long ways if you're three.
Yeah.
I think, like, I hope this never happens, knock on wood, but, like, if my daughter went to the top, she might get up there, and then we'd be all, okay, you got to come down. She'd, no, come down.
Like, I'm cool up here. It's nice.
This is where I live now.
Don't come down.
All right.
You know, like drone in like a grilled cheese sandwich for her once in a while. Or like...
Yeah. Or they're like, we're closing. You have to get her. And then I drag up there. And then everybody knows how loud Pauline can get.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's like right in the middle of it all, too. So you can hear everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably.
Well,
let's
hope that doesn't ever happen.
Yeah.
Ooh. Melanie will go up and rescue Pauline.
Absolutely. Any day of the week.
You guys
She's
are probably used
sweetheart.
To a meltdown here and there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Meltdowns, projectile vomit, anything you can think of.
Hazards of the job.
Graffiti.
Of the grant writer job.
Absolutely. You know,
is this what you pictured?
Like Ivan said, it does take a village. It's a small science museum, and we wear a lot of hats there. We have a lot of, we have a good time. But we have a lot of adult events, too. You guys, where we feed you liquor and
I've always wanted to do one of those.
Bribe you to go up the cloud.
Yeah.
And teach you how to, say, rope a horse?
Rope a horse.
Rope a horse. Okay. We've done that.
What do you mean teach you how to say rope a horse?
That poor horse would have been so scared with all those people roping it.
She's saying like, for example.
I'm like, what do you mean?
I know how to say rope a horse.
I know how to say rope a horse.
Rope a horse.
Like in a different language? Like, what do you mean? Sorry.
Is there a real horse?
How to, for example, no. But we did a Western-themed event where we roped horses, had a mechanical bull, and plenty of alien interactions as well, because nothing goes... with the Western theme, like alien interactions.
That's Nick true. Would know nothing about that.
Space cowboys.
Cowboys and aliens, yeah.
Cowboys and aliens.
Yep. The high desert, the low desert, whatever. Aliens are everywhere.
So I've heard something about Nevada, and I don't even know if it's true. I've just been saying it so long. Is it true that you could just go grab one of those horses out there, and then it's your horse now?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
But you wouldn't want to do that.
No, I know you wouldn't
want to. I don't
think
there's any real way to do that.
I think maybe...
But I mean, like, what would you do?
Aren't they protected? The wild horses are protected.
But they're not. They, like, round them up and shoot them, right?
Yeah.
Like,
well, kind of.
I heard that if you just go out and snatch that horse, that's your horse now.
Like, well, I mean, it doesn't belong to anybody in particular.
You'd have to, like, do the whole breaking process, and a wild horse is much. It's difficult to do.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not talking about like the practicality of the thing.
Yeah,
it'd be a fucking
nightmare.
But if you just grab
one and just throw it
legally,
I mean, listen,
legally,
yeah,
somebody would have to see you take it. Somebody would have to know you did it. So like,
well, they don't nobody
catches
you. Hard and fast numbers on how many are out there. So true. I'd say if you're quick enough, dude, Go for it.
It's one way to find out.
Okay, so step
one way to die.
Go to an adult event at the Discovery Museum. Learn how to rope a horse.
Okay.
Step two is steal a horse
drive out
from
to the valley.
Yeah, drive out to the valley and steal a
step
horse.
Step three, profit.
Yes, yeah. Profit. Yes.
Yeah, sell it on Craigslist and then instant money.
Yeah. How old is this horse? I have no fucking idea. What kind of horse is it? Don't even go there. I don't know.
He's 12 and he's an Appaloosa. Just take him. $50.
It's hardly worth it.
I hate to tell you this. It's illegal.
Oh, damn it.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just joking.
It's illegal and punishable by fines and other penalties.
You know how
you cannot
many people
keep a wild
penalties?
Horse.
You know how many fucking people
instead,
are told that?
Instead, you can legally acquire a wild horse through the BLM adoption or sales program, which places these animals in private care after they are removed from overpopulated public lands. To adopt one, you must meet requirements like being over 18, having a proper facility, and committing to the animal's care for a year to gain title.
Easy money.
Well, if the fine is less than how much I'd pay for a horse from the BLM, I'd take the fine.
Yeah, and for caring for it for a year, too.
Yeah, that's a lot.
How much did you say the fine was, Rick?
It doesn't say how much it is. Oh. It says it's also illegal to feed or approach them. I didn't know that.
What if they like
come
into
and
your
fucking
house?
Take it. I'm going to approach whatever fucking horse I want to approach.
Like,
right?
No.
And
like
if the government wants to get in between that, they can go fuck themselves.
One time
in South Reno, they like come into people's lawns all the time.
Yeah,
like, I work down there, and like I drive through neighborhoods, and there's just horses. That's the weirdest fucking thing about moving to Nevada. So like, I grew up in the South, right? Like the Deep South, and you know, and you would watch like cartoons with tumbleweeds and horses and shit, and I'd never seen any of that, and I knew I was in the Wild West when I was driving down the freeway one day and I saw a tumbleweed and then I was driving down a residential street and there's just like
a horse
grazing in a front yard.
A pile of horse shit.
One time I made it.
We've got cowboys and rodeos and wild horses.
Yeah.
And fucking tumbleweeds.
One time I was in Virginia City with a friend and we were in the regular ass streets just walking somewhere and there was suddenly a wild horse standing there nearby us and as we passed it carefully just trying to get away, it got a boner. So
that's why it's illegal to approach the horses.
Yeah, don't.
I mean,
you don't want to get near that at all.
Good for you.
Is there like a petty horse theft and then like grand theft horse? are there levels?
Yeah, if you steal somebody's like nice horse, it probably costs more than if you just steal some horse out of
a stray horse
by Damani Ranch and just grab it.
Some stray horse.
Snap it.
Stray horse.
Don't be messing with
Stray Horse is a good band name, too.
Equine.
Someone put that on the fridge.
Equine horse. Ferility.
Equine virility?
No, ferility.
Oh,
feral equine.
I liked the veteran's virility.
I mean, that's also
virility. That
could go on the
ties
fridge.
In with the story, yeah.
Yeah, with the horse.
Do we still have that on the fridge?
Oh,
yeah.
I think we've pretty much filled up that one. It needs to be taken down. I have like a stock of all the ones. I've got like 10 of them.
10 good ones out of 1,000
on
the fridge?
Well, no, I mean 10 pages of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mixed bag.
Has anybody besides, I know like what, one or two have picked a name off the fridge?
The only one I know of that's ever had a band from the fridge is Failure Machine.
Oh, wow.
God.
That's a fun fact.
Damn, I
never knew where that was from. I played in that band.
That's amazing.
Oh, dude, see? That's from the fridge.
Full circle.
I had high hopes for a dollar store toaster, but nobody's taking it.
Ivan's looking for a temporary band name to do one gig under. So.
Stink Pickle.
No.
And Ampersand.
I know. You really want somebody
to pick
that. I want
that so bad.
And Ampersand?
And the second and is an ampersand.
Ah, right. So.
So it's and Ampersand. Yeah.
And Ampersand.
Is Ampersand spelled out or is it an ampersand?
Yes, Ampersand is spelled out and is spelled out. And then the middle and is an ampersand.
That's the most pretentious.
Isn't it?
Band name ever.
And that should be like a smart band. That shouldn't be like.
It's so clever.
It's very clever.
You want the most pretentious band? And this is a deep cut. Thank you for saying that because it brought something up deep in my memory. Does anyone remember that band that was just four periods?
No.
And it was pronounced chick, chick, chick.
Oh, no, it's three exclamation points.
Oh, three exclamation points.
Oh, my God.
That band chick, chick, rip.
Yeah.
Were they locals? Yeah. Where the fuck
no,
were they?
No, they weren't locals.
They're from the Bay Area, I think.
Yeah. Very pretentious, though.
Yo,
yeah, they
called, they
were
like
not
if you
my
had
radar.
To say,
I'm not
don't
cool
forget
enough for
to
that.
Go see the four periods this weekend.
It's the poor man's LCD sound system.
I see.
All right, I'll have to look them up.
Yeah.
That's a good band.
Yeah.
How do you look them up, though? Is it chick, 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 or is it just exclamation
marks? The internet would probably break if you tried to look that up.
Probably.
Chick, chick, third chick.
Dot, 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 dot.
Fucking ain't right.
You got to open that one in the incognito browser.
I thought that I wanted to see if it was still, after you're talking about if it's legal to get wild horses, it made me think of how in Nevada it was legal to ride in the back of a truck.
Right. It was
and
illegal?
I wanted to see, no, it was legal.
Isn't it still?
I think it is. And then it says, and then I pull it up on Google AI, and Google AI, listen to this stupid answer. Is it legal to ride in the back of a truck? No. In general, it is illegal to ride in the back of a truck in Nevada, with specific exceptions for those aged 18 or older.
Well, bitch, I've driven around.
That's a yes. That's a yes.
In a fucking open air toaster and a fucking stapler.
The answer
all
is
over
yes.
downtown.
Yeah.
Nobody's pulled us over yet.
It's just saying it's illegal if you're under 18.
Oh,
which
well,
means
maybe
for
that's
adults,
how they get away with
it's
it.
Legal.
I've always wondered how we got
well,
away with that.
What are we
that.
Doing here?
No, it's totally okay.
Should we do a podcast episode in the back of a truck?
Fuck yeah, we should.
But then the wind and the mic
circle the McCarran loop.
That's your problem, Rick. You just left that out.
We could do like motorcycle helmets with the con mics on the inside.
That's true.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Figure it out. Windproof yeah, mics, isn't there?
Just figure it out in post, Rick.
Right. Amen. That's what it works.
Speaking of figuring out what to play. What's the next song, Rick?
Sure, oh, what is the next song?
I'm going to play something by Kaiser Soze.
Oh, yay.
Who's, you know, local ska legends, of course. Mm-hmm. Badass motherfuckers. I'm going to play something off of the Who Is Kaiser Soze album, engineered by Vince Gates, who is Ivan's dad, which is kind of a cool little full circle.
Coincidence,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking that's weird neat. That it just worked out.
Six
like
degrees.
That.
Yep.
We did not plan this, not everybody.
That album came out in 1999. It was recorded.
How old were you?
How
then,
old were you, Ivan? I was 3.
Do you remember this album being recorded?
Yeah, because Rodney and Jamal would switch off, like, watching us kick around. The complete full circle is that I've been playing bass for Kaiser Soze for like the last
you
9 months.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
What?
That's badass.
There's been no shows yet, but I'm hopeful.
That's great to know that there's potential for shows, though,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Kaiser Soze,
this.
Also another band who used to rock the fucking house.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like packed full of people at like the wall and like all the college, I mean, the beer barrel.
All the college parties. Yeah,
all the college parties. Yeah, the frat houses and everything. They were just like there.
It's rad, Jamal. So goes around the world and stuff. Like he was just went to Africa or something.
He was in Nairobi, yeah.
Nairobi for a rock show. I think he was just DJing or something, or was he playing?
He was playing sax with Spitting Image.
Oh, cool,
then,
yeah, yeah.
And then he got a DJ set in as well, I think,
nice.
For that We Move Africa festival.
We're Loud, yeah.
We're Loud,
is that one of
Pete's
things? That's Pete's thing,
That's great.
Neat.
Oh, plus he's my neighbor in the Artist Lasso.
Yeah.
Like,
Carlos was a staples in the scene great 20 years ago also. And this came out in 99, and the song is called 2220, and it's a good song. It's about a house that Jamal used to live at that kind of got turned into like a not as good as it was when he moved in there type of place. And I remember the house. It was up there by Rancho Center Fell. It was a cool house.
Been there before.
Yep, 2220.
No, just having a house. That
oh, yeah.
Not near
yeah,
the
you
place.
Got a, you got a great place with your friends, and
it turns
it's a party.
Into
but then,
turns
into, yeah.
then things like start to sour. Maybe one of the roommates develops a problem. You know.
No, by the end, like meth was being made in the house.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But let's something's just say.
Changed,
allegedly.
It's a good ass song. 2220 by
we don't
Kaiser
encourage
Soze.
Anything.
Rick,
no, of course
not.
This
me.
Episode is sponsored by the DEA. Oh, wait, that was last episode.
Brought to you by.
Every episode.
Last episode. It works so well, they're still a sponsor.
don't cook meth or do it.
Don't ever, ever.
It seems just like the other day, just in a place, so where to kick that already shit and find some place to stay. So with the crew, I found a place just through the parking up the street, just need a place to burn and kill and make it food to eat. Fresh out of roommates and soul, but something the night before. But as time went past, I moved on and went left. Was in my fat ass room on the wild parties. Maybe the smoke out of my eyes, not allowing me to see that hospitality nearly came brutality in the house where I used to reside. Yeah. The annoying girlfriends and roommates picked out to him, would force me not to coincide. I did it start so good, and ended up so bad, but now there's actions where they used to be flames. And if it was then, we'll do it all again. 2220 insane.
on a little dick. Been on the road for a week, all my roommates tweet. When I came home, I found a big surprise. Who did you notice on my doors? And I delivered a war when I just read. I can't believe my eyes. That's why hospitality nearly came brutality in a house where I used to reside. An annoying girlfriends and roommates tweaked out dreams and forced me not to go inside. I've been a stuck so good and I'm so bad, but now there's ashes where they used to be flames. And if it were them, we'd do it all again. 22-20 insane.
Funny story, didn't like they get permission from the screenwriter?
Oh, yeah. So Tom Gordon is a friend of Bryan Singer who directed Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
And through Tom Gordon, I think Jamal and Rodney asked him if they could use the name. And then, he said, yeah, that's cool. And then I think, when did Kevin Spacey get outed? Because that was
it's
about
years
the time
back.
That,
yeah. Totally a few years back, yeah. No, it was it was way after the movie.
Yeah, oh,
way,
for sure.
Way,
yeah,
way,
yeah.
Way,
but
way.
2017, yeah.
But yeah, 2017, 2018, they were like seriously contemplating not, you know, using the name a ton.
Well, then they
had to let him take the name, though.
Yeah.
They had the acoustic version, Verbal Kent.
Yeah,
yeah. The other character, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
like an acoustic ska band. We love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, it was just Jamal and Ryan Hall, and it is really good, soulful, just like stripped down and plug style. Yeah.
Are you allowed to tell us anything about playing with the band?
It's a treat. I love the material. It's super fun to play.
Is it new stuff? Is it the old stuff you're learning?
I don't know. That one's not on the list, but there's some of the older stuff.
Probably some
on
of
there.
The classics, yeah.
Yeah. The hits, you know.
What's it like playing with a band who like babysat you when you were three? Like
there was definitely
I'd like to ask them the same question.
All right.
Yeah. Well, first
you
of all,
have them in the pod.
First of all, Patrick, thank you That'd for your great. Question.
Yeah.
it's fun. There were definitely it took about like four or five rehearsals to to get out of the you're a child box and there was an air of surprise that I actually learned all the tunes.
Yeah.
Like as they were recorded, they're like, "Oh, you practiced." I was like, "Yeah."
That's what absorbed it.
That's what you asked me to do. So, but it's fun. They're a blast to play with.
Yeah. Awesome.
I went to a party that they played at. Do you remember Steve Foate's place that they had out in Galena that was like an old house that was kind of abandoned, but Lou was able to take it over and it was like a six
like a
bedroom
situation.
Mansion sort of. Like they weren't paying rent, but it was like they were allowed to be there.
I think I heard
it. It was a beautiful house that looked over the city.
Yeah.
From out to Galena. Now there's like a whole subdivision. Everything's right by Galena Market. And the Kaiser Soze played, and Foate used to throw the hugest parties, and there must have been 200 people at this place.
I think we had Fat Couch on the top floor and Kaiser on the bottom floor.
Well,
and
Kaiser was
DJ.
Playing on the top floor, and there were so many people dancing, and that house was so old and it was already condemned.
Oh, shit.
And you could see that floor like moving 6 inches while everybody was there dancing. I was like, fuck it, this thing's going to collapse and we're all going to die.
Well,
we're going to make the news.
Goodness.
But I might have been going on a bad trip or something. It was rad. That band could really get down.
Yeah. We had a house on Sierra Street. I lived with Spencer in the peak Failure Machine days. And
I was at that house.
Yeah, the
Grimfest
house.
Yes.
And one year I saw him, he like bought some 4x4s from Home Depot and was like knocking them in the basement under the living room floor. I was like, what's that for? He's like, we had a close call last year. So.
Yeah, some of these old houses, they're built tough. But
they were not built for that many people in one of those houses. Grimfest was always an amazing time.
Yeah, cool.
It was definitely a time on Reno.
Kaiser Soze was rad.
Maybe we should go around the room and say what we're grateful to Reno for. You know what I mean? Like everybody like give a nod to Reno from their heart because that's what the show's all about is the Reno.
I'm grateful. I'll start. I'm grateful for obviously the podcast. It's opened so many doors for me and I've like found such a family in the Reno music scene. And I'm just grateful for the Reno music community because it is a community. It is a family. God, Reno is so fucking small. And some people feel boxed in by that, but I feel really comforted by that. So I guess that's what I'm thankful for.
Very nice.
You want to go next, Melanie?
I would love to. So Reno's been a lot of opportunity for me. I moved here right out of college, which was about 20 years ago. And I could pay rent with a change in the couch cushions at the time, and it really helped me get my start. Reno has been really good to me. I know that's not the case now with young people coming in, not being able to afford rent and food and all of the other necessities in life. But when I moved here 20 years ago, Reno was really good to me.
It was affordable.
I'm super grateful for Reno because I'm born and raised Portland, you know, and this is the first place I lived outside of Portland, you know, and I was like terrified. I was like, but it's not Portland. What's going to happen? You know what I mean? What if people aren't nice there? You know?
Oh.
But no, everyone's been extremely nice. I'm very grateful for the community and the friends that I found and the welcoming nature. You know, it's really starting to feel like home lately. So I'm very grateful for that. One of my favorite quirks about Reno, and maybe this is just every small town, but like, you know, running into people you know is just like not even a big deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if it was in Portland, we'd be like, oh my God, this is crazy. You're here at Whole Foods too? And it's like now it's just like, whatever. Hey, what's up, dude? How's it going? You know? So.
Yep. Yeah, Reno's like that.
Reno's been growing on me. I'm grateful. It's going to sound shitty, but I'm grateful that Reno's kept me humble and kept a bunch of people that come in humble with big dreams. It's a great scene, but there's a lot of dreams that I've seen people have here that get, you know, get a little bit harder than they thought. And I like that about how sometimes, like specifically with like business-minded people, it gets a little tough. And I like that it's a little bit hard to exist sometimes as a business here.
Yeah.
It weeds out some people that are not true of heart, maybe.
Yeah, makes you work a little harder for it. And then I feel like the people who do succeed, who have worked, you know, you really respect them a little bit more, a lot more, actually, I do. Yeah. Especially, and even, like, bands who, like, really fucking, like, hustle and do their craft, you know, really well. I respect that.
It's the Wild West out here.
Yeah, it is the Wild West.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've got tumbleweeds and everything.
Rick, do you want to go?
Yeah, I mean, of course, the music industry. I really thought when I started recording, after I got sober, I was like, oh, my God, I really can start a studio and start recording my friends. And then I just thought I would do that. And then I never ran out of work. And there's 1,000 studios, and there's more studios than there ever was in people's homes all across the city. And I still have so much work, I can't fucking handle it. And it's been just great, and it just keeps flowing. I'm like in the middle of like mixing and mastering 10 albums. I'm up to Roxy Colley finally, Nick. I'm sorry it's taking so long. Yes, that's what I'm working on now. I just got another one done. So, but
didn't you tell me once, Rick, that like you only self-promoted the studio like once in like
not
however
kind
many
of,
years?
Kind of not even once. Yeah. I had one metal band come over to record when I first got the equipment to be able to start to record the first thing. And I'm like, yeah, let's record an album. And then we began recording, and it was a friend of mine. He was the bass player, and then the rest of the band came over. And it was a fun experience. I had no idea what I was doing. I did a moderately terrible job. I think I put the drums in a 9x9-foot room. It was just the worst. But and then I accidentally deleted everything.
Oh, God.
Like after 4 months of work, I just deleted everything.
Ouch.
And then I had to call the band. Yikes. My first and the whole plan is you're going to do a great job, and the word of mouth is going to get you more work. That's the plan. And suddenly it's like word of mouth is going to get nobody to ever talk to you again as long as you live.
Oh,
like
you,
that's
no.
what I. So no, but that's how I felt. And then making that phone call of like, hey, all that stuff is gone. Do you want to start over? And then they're just like, no. And then they never spoke to me again as long as I lived.
So that keeps you humble. Back to Ivan's point, you know.
No, yeah.
We'll humble you.
Great mistake to make at the beginning.
You learn from it.
Remember earlier tonight when I was saying everything I've got is saved on 2 hard drives?
Yeah.
This is where I learned.
That's
that.
Why.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's actually good to have somebody who already did that before. Anyway, and then a friend of mine called me up and was like, hey, we want to come over and record. We heard you got all your stuff set up. And I'm like, no, you don't. You don't want to record with me because I suck. I deleted this whole thing and everybody should hate me. And my friend was like, it all still works, right? And I'm all, yeah. And he's like, okay, we're coming over tomorrow. And then and then from that moment forward, I don't think I've ever – I've never like gone out and suggested that anybody record with me ever.
And you just skip.
Yeah,
your
it just
book three.
How
months
long
out.
And
kept
how long's it
going?
Been?
Kept going. It's about 18 years now.
Wow,
damn,
beautiful.
18 years. I've been booked 2 months out.
I wish I could remember what episode recently we did where we talked about kind of like your whole story.
Oh yeah, and like getting so, yeah, I forget we had the yeah we did that
oh,
was
such a good story though because I mean I feel like I've heard bits and pieces over the years, but this one particular episode
Nosebone?
I heard the whole.
I think it was because they went way back to the beginning.
So if you guys want to hear Rick's origin story, Nosebone.
And some rad music too.
And some rad music, yes.
Oh, but I also want to thank Farino for how friendly people are for the most part.
Generally.
And how great the sunsets are, and how we can run into the desert or run into the forest depending on which direction we go, and how there's mountains all around us, and there's so much good stuff about Reno, you guys, and how we have like regular lakes, and we've got the prettiest lake in the world, and we've just got everything right here, you guys.
Yeah.
And it's big enough that you can have everything that you ever wanted, and it's small enough that it's not like West Sacramento.
Fucking A.
So I love it here so much. It's the greatest. And when I was a kid, I thought this place was lame, and I wanted to get away.
No shade to West Sacramento.
Yeah, I love you, West Sac. You have some, that fucking cemetery at the end of Broadway is one of the prettiest places I've ever been. And you can eat the oranges in the fall.
I think I've been to that cemetery.
And the oranges are fed
cemetery
off the,
oranges.
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
That should be on the fridge
off
too.
The necro oranges.
Necro oranges. Right.
Dead people's navels.
Necro navel. Yeah.
Necro navel.
Necro navel oranges.
Chewy, what are you thankful for?
Well, Reno. I've been in Reno my whole life. I mean, I've been other places, but I've never lived anywhere else. I'm in my 50s now. In my 20s, Reno kicked my ass and took like everything I had a few times and just beat the shit out of me and took it all away. But now, beyond that, Reno has given me 10 times as much as I ever could have imagined, just in every loving way that it can. I just love the city so much. I mean, like everything Rick just said about Reno, about how it's got a little bit of everything. I just think, I always say Reno's got a little bit of everything and it doesn't have too much of anything. It's just like such a great little town and a great place to live. And I used to fantasize about living in these other cities, and I visited so many other cities that I've also loved. But Reno's the best, I think, of any place that I've ever been. I'm just so happy to still be here.
Yeah.
Hell
so
yeah.
I appreciate everything Reno's done for me and for all my friends and my family.
Yay!
Yeah, I have to agree with everything that's been said so far. And, yeah, I like the fact that I live downtown, and I like that kind of urban city vibe.
Yep.
You know, it could be – it's been better and it's been worse than the current vibe, you know. But
it evolves, you know.
Yeah, and then everything. The small town feel, because like when I went to New York and I got back, I was like, oh, fucking thank God.
Yeah.
I can breathe here.
Yeah.
This ain't traffic. This ain't shit here, you know. Yeah. So
I go to big cities and I come back to Reno, I feel like, oh, man, it's so nice to be someplace that's a little bit smaller. And I go to small towns and I get back to Reno, I'm like, man, it's so nice to be in a city where there's actually shit to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and Reno's got all that.
Yeah,
so.
I feel like that. And it's always taking care of me. I've still been living in my artist loft for fucking 24 or 5 years or something. And like, I didn't ever think that was going to be possible. And here I am all these years later. Reno's been really good to me. So I just want to say, I love you, Reno. And I love the music scene and all the people. Well, maybe not all the people, but a bunch of the people, so many people. Yeah. But you know, I'm still rooting for you, even if I think you suck.
We can list the people who suck after the show.
Right.
Because I want to know who you think sucks.
I'm rooting for you to stop being shitty and then start being good at what you're passionate at. You know,
come on the pod. Let's work it out.
Yeah. I feel like your list of people that suck.
Let's work it out first and then come on the pod.
Yeah. Let's not work it out on the pod. Nobody wants to hear that.
Work your shit out by yourself and then come back when you have a band and be on the show.
Yeah. Speaking of bands, can I play something?
Oh, another song.
Yeah, I want to play a 10-ton song. We played one on the Patreon, so if you're a subscriber, you got to hear one 10-ton song, 10-ton Newman.
It was a wild one.
They're awesome. Yep, it was good. And I'm going to play another one off the same album. It's called Crackhead. And I can tell you, this album came out in 2001. So it's another...
Chewie's breaking another old one.
Sorry, I had to look out the reading glasses. Yes, this is Crackhead. From Century to Funk, came out in 2001 on Dog Fur Records, produced and engineered by Jeff Lasko and 10-ton, with additional engineering by the Tom Gordon.
Nice.
Mm, and so it's a good song. Let's listen to Crackhead.
Looking at his family and it makes you cry. 'Cause the wife is gone, sucking on on the crack will make you feel strong. You think you're gonna win it, my friend, but that is just the beginning of the end. So check yourself and check your life. You're living too fast and you're living on a knife. If you slip your cut, if you slip your butt, so check that out and keep up your strut. Cause you're begging for some money, you're begging for some dollars, and if they don't give it, then you freak out and holler. But you gotta have crack if I give you dough. I know where it's going and I surely know that you run across the street to meet your man. You give him $20 and I'll push you off a gram. You smoke it up fast, you're feeling kinda good. Reach on down, you probably stroke wood. Cause we pull that second and you might get well. But you're still
getting got to shake it. Bone down, I got to get on down, I get on down. Got to get bone down. So put a smile in place of your frown. With a little get your soul, your ass and move on. You know you've got to shake it, get on down. I got to get on down, I get on down. Got to get on down.
I mean, does anybody still do crack?
I don't think so.
I bet they do.
I mean, I remember hearing friends talk about like
crack is whack.
Like they'd have some coke or something like rock it.
But what they're doing now is worse, maybe.
I don't know.
Has fentanyl just made that lame? I don't know.
Probably. I don't know. I
think fentanyl's
made all drugs lame.
Fentanyl's kind of ruined everything.
I feel like drugs used to be fun.
They really did. You could just do them with your friends, and
now
it was fine.
I don't know if crack was ever fun.
Yeah, you didn't. You didn't have to have Narcan on you and, test strips.
Constantly looking out for your friends.
At least with crack, you knew what you were dealing with. You could see a crackhead on the street and be like, well, there's a crackhead. But now you see those people that are high on the drugs they're on now, and you're like, that's scary.
Could be anything.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like this is serendipitous because, Ivan, you've been DJing funk, soul, boogie, and disco for how long now?
What does that have to do with crack?
Oh, no, sorry, the music. Sorry,
You know,
I've got more funk coming
all
out.
All the crackheads you play for.
Funk, soul, boogie, and disco since Pete Bernardo was letting me into the 11 Cup when I was like 19.
Nice.
Such
goodness.
Fun music.
God,
so
I miss that place.
Brings people together.
So we don't ever typically get DJs on. Do you got any DJ gigs coming up?
Actually, Wednesday, Public House.
So that'll be tonight.
Blackout Wednesday,
tonight. By the time it comes out, tonight. Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's rad. I bet that's a fun time.
Should be
fun. That's a great bar, too.
Yeah, it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is always the best.
Will this be out on Wednesday?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, everybody's home from college.
This will be out on Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
This is kind of a good segue. If we could just jump into the next thing.
Yeah.
This is a college band. The Electrosonics, I don't know if you guys remember them at all. Have you heard the Electrosonics?
I haven't.
This band, let me get my reading glasses out again. Hold on one moment.
They
were so good. They were my favorite Reno band at the time because they also had a great crowd presence and got people to dance, which is always fun. This particular CD that I found at Recycled Records is a live performance that they did. I mean, there was a show they did at Club Underground when was this? This was May, I can tell you, May 7th, 2004. Between 1 and 4 a.m. they played.
The OG Club Underground. So,
yeah.
Holy shit.
On 4th Street. So this is them going on stage at 1 o'clock in the morning.
With the Night Brain.
Yeah, and playing for 3 hours.
That's a callback.
So this is in this CD, with all the great production, it was done straight off the board at Club Underground.
In 2004.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah, it was a show 104.5 put on. And
it's got to be an analog board.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hear a couple songs off this album.
Yeah, let's hear how it sounds.
Starting with Get Some, and then we're going to play Stompin'. So, Rick, let's turn that on.
How many of y'all have heard the Electrosonics before Make Some Noise? Well, this song is called Get Some. And this is where I want all the crowd to help me out on the chorus. Slow down, I have found the truth is opposite. Love is a track, sometimes love is just whack. Take it from another someone, cause this someone's got facts. All alone and content, negativity prevent. Loving every single person that has given me respect. Love it all, working hard on a day to daily basis. Not so good with names, and I'm horrible with faces. Drive me in line, draw some lyric from my mind. We get together later, discuss the new rhyme got me going, new rhyme got me flowing. We get together later. Come and get some. Come on and get some. All right, y'all gotta help me out. La da da day, la da 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 day. Oh, la da da day, la da 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 day. Oh, la da da day, la da 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 day. La da da day, la da 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 day. Yo, walk the path of Britain, this is daily if it's lonely. Body banking trying to test me, but I can move on slowly. It's the one for love for life. Carrying the message, teaching for a lesson, not a sheep that's lost a wreck. Sure, cast upon you with myself, this is myself. Cast upon you with myself, and this is myself. Cast upon you with myself, this is myself. Cast upon you with myself, this is myself. What? Say, come on and play. Let me hear you so I can begin this hip hop. Rock with no stop, rock for sure. Time to be loving it, and I be loving it too. It's a matter of the fact that it's true. If you're feeling it, throw your hands in the sky, wave them all loud, wave them all night. If you're feeling it, throw your hands in the sky, wave them all night, wave them all loud. Have you been plugged in? How many times have you made a best friend? Is it the truth? I'm planning to prove I'm better to truth. So now it's you. You love yourself, and that could only help. I hit a hole and felt like no one else. Help me find myself, find myself, find myself.
when they started the crowd and then that to that.
Yeah, and that's 2 a.m.
Fuck.
Yeah. Reno is just so awesome.
I missed that one. Yeah.
And they say nothing good happens after midnight.
On East 4th Street after midnight, that was some good shit.
Fuck yeah.
Man, remember when Reno, the party didn't really even start until 11?
Oh, yeah.
Literally 11. What I was about to say.
Oh, yeah.
I went to gay bars in the 90s, and you don't even show up until, yeah.
Oh, I know. I wish that things would start earlier now, though. I'm so sorry.
Like, if you wanted
I'm
to
so
go
old.
See the Electrosonics that night, you'd have to show up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Good God.
Yeah, nowadays, if they played at 1, I don't think people are really
Hell
there.
No.
I don't know.
We're also
kids are
exhausted.
On some shit we don't even know now,
well,
though, still.
That's true.
They're all at Low Bar, I think. Is that like the college kid hangout?
They hang out
or at least
downtown
they used to
on
be.
2nd
they,
Street
downtown.
And Tonic and shit like that is real popular with those kids.
Yeah. I think most of us who have to work, they're like, we're all working so hard to like keep our heads afloat that like fucking we're exhausted. We're
as an Uber driver, I get to see where people are going and I sometimes will work until 1 in the morning.
Mm. Right.
Nowadays.
So I could see that there is liveliness. Reno's still alive in that way, just we're not in touch with it because we're old.
But and, also playing in bands and stuff, I noticed that shows start at 8 o'clock now.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the late bars aren't the ones that have shows at them. Like Chapel's a late bar. You'll it'll start going at around 11:30 or 40 miles away bar, but they're not like pulling down shows every month even.
Right. I think that's kind of like my disconnect because I wouldn't go to like DJs are great, but like I wouldn't go to like a club. I would go to like live music, you know. So.
Tonic and like the Virginia Street Brew House are still real popular with the EDM crowd, and college kids these days love that shit.
Yeah. College kids love that shit when I was a college kid.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of brings a smile to my face and other people are still partying like that. Then that's cool. Good
that's
for them.
Fantastic.
It makes me want to throw up even thinking about it.
I'm kind of glad that I am glad that live shows are starting a teeny bit earlier than they used to. 8 o'clock's not a suggestion.
Got 11's when it's over nowadays.
If the Beatles were playing at 1 a.m., I'd have to think about it.
I know.
I'd probably take a big nap.
God, big it's nap. Such a...
Yeah, I'd definitely arrange my schedule for that one.
Yeah.
Like but I would have to take time off work. I would have to do like a whole take a disco nap, probably take my afternoon
Beatles
Adderall.
Are dead,
I don't
which
know.
Would make it like
I'd call in.
Take the next day off.
That's fair.
That's true. It's fair. Oh, yeah, they're dead.
The next day,
they're dead,
if they reanimated the Beatles, I'd go.
I would definitely pay money to see that. Yeah.
If they played at Club Underground, I'd go see the Beatles at 1 a.m.
George Harrison's. Yeah. Reanimated body, Frank.
Why George Harris?
Because he's dead.
But a lot of them are, aren't they?
John Lennon, just two.
Yeah. Okay, the others are still alive.
Running 50-50.
Wait,
50-50.
John Lennon's stock has gone down significantly.
Has it?
Oh, yeah.
Why? What did he do? Did he do something creepy? Was he awful?
He just did something weird, I think, on Twitter.
He just
recently.
Did?
Yep.
John Lennon?
He was reanimated.
No, there's some abuse allegations with him.
Well, I mean, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. But
I just figured everybody knew and was like cool with it.
No, the word on the street is John Lennon, worst Beatle nowadays.
What, if they reanimate him, do they leave the face intact?
Do they do the makeup? Yeah.
They put like a weird Phantom of the Opera mask on him.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
They probably just leave John and make Ed Sheeran play him or something.
John Mayer.
Speaking of the Beatles, fucking anthology's coming out on Disney tonight. You guys
Sorry,
gonna
Nick.
Watch
tonight?
That? I was going to watch that.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, we'll watch
nice
it.
Nice thing to deter your attention to if you don't really feel like talking to some of your families.
Did you hear that they're releasing 4 full-length movies, 1 for each Beatle?
What?
Oh, I did hear that.
All on the
yeah.
same day, sometime.
Yeah, the John movie,
two.
The Paul movie.
Full-length movie, like 2-hour-long-ass movie?
I heard the
like...
John movie sucks, though, because he's...
Yeah, exactly.
He's a piece of shit.
Like yes, 100%. Yeah.
The weird part is they're all directed by Christopher Nolan. And the,
wait,
in,
really?
In each movie,
you're not
they're
joking?
Gonna, they're going to intersect and have like a weird
joking?
Serendipitous cross. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for those things.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I talk about the Beatles way too fucking much.
Is it like a documentary
they're kind
or
of
a
part
movie?
Of our show.
You said a movie.
Yeah, but no, I mean like full-length movies.
The Beatles are
like a,
icons.
Okay.
We've talked about the Beatles probably on episode 2 and beyond.
I
don't
remember.
I
usually check out once people start talking about the Beatles.
Beatles or Elvis. Beatles I mean, on most episodes, that was a question on the quiz. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is weird because they're not that influential. Like, if you think about
just
it.
Just a couple of dudes. You know?
The Beatles who?
Yeah.
Have we ever had anybody on the podcast when we do the quiz and we ask them that question who didn't know who they were?
No.
Or who didn't have strong opinions?
We've had people who dismissed them. Who are just like, don't care.
People who didn't have strong opinions about the Beatles.
Yeah. And then we had the Elvis lovers who were just all, fucking Elvis all the way, that's easy. Fuck you.
Elvis was a big influence on the Beatles.
Yeah.
That's true. He did come first, so.
I don't think Elvis was a great person, but I think he was
better,
just...
John Lennon or Elvis?
Elvis.
Obviously.
Totally.
No.
He knows karate.
No, no. I mean, like,
like as a
who's
good
the
person.
Most cancelable?
Oh.
John Lennon.
I'd have to hear all the allegations.
Well, no, and I'm only begating
Elvis
that on...
Elvis got some pretty
Elvis
gnarly ones,
married,
dude.
Like a 15-year-old.
We've talked about it before.
I read all the...
I feel like John Lennon's the more recent one, so it's got more recency bias. I feel like everybody knew about
they both died like 10 years apart from each other.
I've read engineer books of engineers that worked with John Lennon, and they would tell stories of him like making fun of people with... physical disabilities behind their backs.
Well, and that's atrocious. So
that, he would do that on stage, too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck John Lennon.
But Elvis was an actual
rapist.
Elvis
ran a school
that's
for
true.
The blind.
Fuck them both.
Elvis drank cough syrup with underage girls.
Ugh. Yeah. God. Yeah,
but I don't think he had sex with them.
Wait,
but he did
on,
give them
on,
cough syrup because it was medicine.
Okay, that was
he did
question.
Have
was,
sex
did
with under
I'm sure
that
he married
one.
Sure, he did.
Okay, the girls
because
started.
That wasn't because that wasn't like giving him booze. They were
dude,
not.
Dude, I watched.
Sick.
So I watched that fucking Priscilla movie.
Dude, that one's gnarly.
And I was like, okay, like they did because she's still alive.
Yes.
And she gave like she had a big part in that movie, like a. A big say in like how it was done and how she was portrayed, and she refused to actually like portray. I think she refused to portray things how they actually were. Like there was a lot of
oh,
talk
so you
about
think
that.
It was worse than
she.
Priscilla?
No, it. She portrayed it as if like he married her and waited until she was 18 until they. But he married her when she was a child.
Mm.
Yeah,
and then like yeah, like partied with her and stuff. And it was like in the movie never portrayed as if they ever like had sex or anything while she was underage.
I
but
see.
I'm, like,
watered it down.
I see.
Super watered it down. I'm like, there's no fucking way.
But I do the stories that they tell about Elvis is that he was kind of weird sexually, like that he would like want you to be in bed with him and wear. White underwear, but he wasn't like as he wasn't as sexual as you think a lot of men would be.
That's how they portrayed it in that movie.
Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of people about him.
Yeah.
Not in like, and they treated it like it was weird that he didn't want to have sex with all these women.
That is weird. That's weird that they treated it.
It's not like,
but I think it could have to do with the
allegedly.
It could have to do with the drugs too, because sometimes you know,
right? Well, it's not like a virtuous thing.
Definitely not a virtuous thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it is possible. I mean, that's the way they always talk about Elvis.
We'll never know what
I'm hearing.
That could just be a propaganda.
Elvis was very caring for sick women, young girls.
Oh,
sorry,
yes,
with
caring
with
coughs.
Who need
coughs.
Cough syrup.
They give them cough medicine.
Well,
and they drink them out of champagne flutes, you guys.
Fuck.
So that's fantastic.
He probably gets to hang out with Jerry Lee Lewis in whatever circle of hell.
Now, Jerry Lee Lewis really did.
Really did.
And his cousin, too.
12-year-old cousin.
I don't think that they were... living
his
brother
and sister.
Wasn't
it his cousin too?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was his cousin.
That's
and
fucked
I think
up
they,
shit.
I'm pretty sure they really did it. So.
That's what men get away with in the music business.
A lot of times, it's very fucking true.
So I don't know how to answer the John Lennon Elvis question.
I know. Well, that's what we haven't asked that question in a really long time.
I don't think I'd
want
to hang out with either one of them.
I would definitely not want to hang out with either. Well, I would hang out with them just.
But
like,
I do enjoy their music.
I want to hang out with Ringo.
I feel like
Ringo's probably cool.
This is a different way to put it. I feel like Elvis would be a better hang than John Lennon. I feel like I would roll.
I agree.
I
totally agree.
I totally agree.
Right away.
Totally
hang out with John Lennon.
Just because of the drugs, though.
Yeah.
It would be just the drugs.
Yeah. There's no limit
hamburger
to what
dreams
you can
and all that.
Imagine.
Yeah.
But musical genius.
Which one?
Both, technically.
But
Elvis never
wrote his own
song.
Stuff. Elvis
song.
Was a performer more than a,
He
just
performer.
Ripped off other performers.
Yeah, that's some good ass music, though.
Yeah.
He brought life to it. But no. John Lennon, definite musical genius, but I'd much rather go to a barbecue with Elvis.
Could you imagine
Memphis barbecue, dude?
Well, you go
food,
to a barbecue in hell
better.
With him because that's probably where he's at.
The food in Memphis is better than the food in
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's absolutely no question there.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
even the name
weird.
Liverpool is unappetizing.
Oh God,
Liverpool just
how'd you like
not,
some of this
not
liver?
Have you ever met anybody who's like, I really love English food? Where can I go get English food?
They fucking eat beans for breakfast.
No,
I went to London last year, and the best food in London is Indian food.
100%. Yeah, makes sense. For real. Yeah.
I bet they probably have decent barbecue.
I think one of the national dishes in London is an Indian dish.
Curry, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of ubiquitous.
It's not beans on soggy bread, beans on toast. No.
Bangers, nasty. Mash.
Yeah.
With like a fucking slice of tomato. It's just weird.
It is weird. It's bizarre.
Bangers, mash doesn't sound like a meal. It sounds like a fun time.
Right.
Ooh, wait. Is that the next one? Bangers and mash?
Bangers and
mash. The band?
Yeah.
That could be good.
What do we got, Chewy? Do you have bangers and mash?
No, I don't.
To play
I had
a band?
It once,
no.
But the doctor gave me some antibiotics. But if you guys want to get into some more music,
yeah.
I have a band who is kind of a throwback, kind of influenced by some of those bands. Mike Tyson and Tommy were awesome. They came out of the wreckage of Dirty Steve, which was a badass punk band from the 90s. Mike Tyson and Tommy, Tyson Vlahovic, played bass and sang, and the Angelini brothers, Tommy and Mikey, were the guitar player and the drummer, and they were just very intelligent people, very good music. I'm going to play one song by them. We'll come back. We'll talk for a minute, and then I'm going to play some more of their stuff on the way out. So if that sounds good to you guys.
Sounds good.
This is Mike Tyson and Tommy with the work song.
Visual fulfillment by scrubbing yards of the land, the standing old and tall. Dryness of the air, like a home sweet home. The fog and the ghosting, missing the dungeons and the labyrinth, like a gigantic yawn. But how could I possibly return to where the nights are shorter and the days are long? Boss coming low to the land, watch over the subjects, watch over the streams and the brooks and the birds and the animals. But people don't know how lucky they are to live here, but then again, sometime I need to eye. Old houses, old bones, are down the wall, and love the mountain of a similar. Born of a bone, of always remember the ghosts of the past before white man, machine, and population. Well, how could I possibly return to where the labor is hard and it's full of degradation? Highway 101 through Ogden is a sight to see. Highway 101 through Ogden, I hope you get to see.
was badass. All Who right. was that again?
Mike Tyson and Tommy.
Okay. You've yeah. played them before, I think.
I haven't. I brought on show, Dirty huh? Steve, but I never played Mike Tyson and Tommy okay. on
That's so. Before. I know we've talked about him a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. That drummer there, he was in high school when all that was recorded.
Oh, nice. Shit. So now where are they?
Wrestling champion in high school at Worcester.
Oh, okay.
Tommy Angelini, the guitar player, is like a professor at the University of Florida and was one of the like the most intelligent people I ever met in my life. And I'm not
like
sure where Tyson is.
Isn't he like some kind of scientist? Like
yeah, he's like molecular biology. Or
yeah,
some shit,
molecular
but
biology.
He does something impressive, and he always had that potential in him. Tyson, I'm not sure where he is. He was in a band called Gunner's Daughter that was on our show way back at the old studio. Mm. And he, when was asked Elvis or the Beatles, he chose the Rolling Stones.
There yeah. you go. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, Maverick. I'm sure they're probably not morally any better, but you know.
Yeah. But good band. They were cool dudes.
But that's a good answer.
School for the Blind.
Yeah.
They put their names in that order on purpose?
No, but that's funny because like everybody was like, dude, what are you talking about? Mike Tyson. They're like, dude, that's our names. We're going to use it that way.
Yeah, so it's Mike, you know, comma, Tyson.
He should change
comma,
his name.
Or
yeah.
Aunt Tommy.
They're just being stubborn. It was kind of a funny thing for everybody.
Why like, should I change my started. Name? He's the one that sucks.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, yeah. Damn, I'm sad I missed that era in Reno.
Yeah, they were great. And that was 1997 when that came out, and that was recorded by Brian Knopf and Kenny C at the FSU studios when it was on Dickerson Road.
I'd been 14.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm a little... When did Mike Tyson bite that guy's ear off?
It was 96, maybe.
I was going to say, I was a teenager. I was young. Teenager, yeah. Like
I remember that happening. I was in Seattle in a hotel room watching that fight.
What went through your mind when you saw that?
I was like, God damn. Mike Tyson was my favorite fighter when I was young. Him and me got like the same birthday, and he, like I was just like a huge Mike Tyson fan.
You were a fan of his earlier stuff.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he was so good. And he came out of prison, and it was just like he just wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
It was weird when he bit that guy's ear off, yeah.
I just want to know if the band went with the name before or after that.
No, it was after because I remember them like playing off it and like having like a picture of Holyfield with his ear hanging off as like like a big poster
wow.
behind them at a show they played at the bowling alley on South Virginia Street.
I respect it.
When I worked at the weed distributor,
bowling alley shows.
Mike Tyson came out with his. He has his own weed brand.
Yeah,
of course
and,
he does.
He came out with gummies and they're ear shaped.
Oh, really?
Mike
Tyson is a clever man.
Yeah, you know.
He's smart. He does have his own weed brand, though.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No, I saw the gummies.
I feel celebrities just have, like, either tequila brands or weed brands.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's
if they're
just
marketable.
What you parlay your
or,
career
Or
into.
You're Snoop Dogg and you got both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mike Tyson was a big deal when I was young.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a big deal, yeah.
Yeah, I remember, like, 1980, he fought Michael Spinks, and it was, like, a huge deal, and my dad bought me and him tickets to go watch it on TV at Lawler Event Center for $50 each.
Oh, shit. Jeez.
And he
that
knocked Michael Spinks out
then.
In 90 seconds.
Oh,
damn. It's money well spent, man. It's history.
Yeah, it was.
Was everybody mad?
It's the new kinda, George
Kind of, yeah.
George
I would be
50
mad.
Bucks to watch this on TV.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Dude, I just sat down. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't even got my beer yet. Like,
and he knocked
line.
The shit out of him.
Yeah.
Michael Spinks was supposed to be his first big test.
Well,
Tyson knocked him out.
Do we have anything going on
this
week
coming up
or
this
weekend? Well, you've got something going on Wednesday, Ivan. We already talked about that at Public House.
Yeah.
And then Murdering Whore is playing at Black Ooh. Rabbit Mead, which is if I can manage to stay awake past 9 p.m. where I will be. My aunt wants to go see some music, and she's coming to town. I'm really excited. And I'm like, do we take her to Murdering Whore? I think she'd like Murdering Whore.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like Murdering Whore?
I know, but I'm just like, it's 9 o'clock at night. Okay,
it
we'll
sounds like
this
it's,
out.
Yeah, it's so probably a hardcore band, but it's not.
It's not.
No,
it's not at all.
Musical, but it's not
really
what you think.
Good.
Yeah. Get her a Red Bull. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. And then Saturday, the only other thing I wanted to talk about was Captured by Robots with Vampirates Hired Fun.
Dude.
Felipe
so
Dale.
Go see
oh
that
my
show.
God.
Like,
where's it at?
Oh, also at Virginia Street Brew House. And then cool. also Saturday, if you're looking for a different vibe, I ran into Josiah at 7-Eleven earlier, or Nick did. And he's playing with Josiah Knight, Greg Gilmore, and Cat Hart at Shims.
Shims.
Yeah. So nice. Saturday. So if That's you want like time. Something a little different vibe, go see that. If you want like a more punk vibe, go to Virginia Street Brew House.
And speaking of Shims, and things I'm grateful for, Kim and Rory are putting on the 21st annual Merry Anarchy in December, on December 6th. That's just around the corner, folks. It's a couple weeks away, so.
Check out the webpage for the lineup and the posters.
Yeah, Marianarchy 2.0 on Facebook. You can check there. Yep. I'm sure you can check Worst Little Podcast. We're one of the sponsors, so we'll be showing that too. You can check our site.
Who's the beneficiary?
Our Facebook, rather.
It's Jenny Pez Dispenser, who passed away earlier this year. It's actually not her. It's benefiting her mom for
It's like
her
a tribute to
life,
Jenny. She was a comedian. Yeah.
She was the number one female comedian in Reno, from what I remember.
Very funny lady. She was on a couple episodes of this podcast early on.
Rest in peace.
We did love Jenny.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Yeah, and so we're going to do the Marianarchy for her family. Just like we did in the beginning of the things, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a celebration of life. It's also a celebration of the music scene and the comedy scene this year. We have a lot of comics coming.
Nice.
So, you know, come out and say hi at Shims.
It starts early. Yeah, it starts at 3:00, and Shims has been super accommodating and awesome for us.
You want to watch music all day long?
Music.
We got it.
We're starting out really light with, you know, like acoustic singer-songwritery stuff with comedians sprinkled in here and there, and then like the harder stuff later in the day.
That's
really
tradition.
That's
going to be awesome. Yep.
Yeah. So come out. It's an all-day thing. We'll have food trucks. We'll have the whole shebang. Yes. And if anybody would like to volunteer, please let me know.
Yeah.
Very grateful for you guys and for your show. For this is always a treat when you bring in the tapes or the.
Yeah, it's
the,
fun the, for me because I have all this stuff just sitting at the house. And so just for me, like I pulled a bunch of CDs off the rack last week and kind of narrowed it down and I got to listen to all this stuff. And it's just fun for me. And I'm glad that I've preserved it. And so people can hear it still. Let it breathe a little bit.
Yeah, it's good shit.
All these things could just be lost forever.
Yeah.
This was a really good music episode. I mean, some of the ones that, I mean, I always love all your music. You've got really good taste and you've been around and like you've seen some cool shit. You always have like a story with all the songs like that you play. Some years are hilarious. And some years are just
this year
like,
I just wanted, there's just,
really
these,
good
these
vibe.
Bands are all like super talented and intelligent bands that I feel like needed to be heard again.
It all vibed well together too.
Yeah, and I've got like, a couple more Mike Tyson and Tommy songs on the way out for us.
Sweet, okay.
So.
Right on.
I don't know.
I want to thank Ivan for being here today.
It's been great having you.
Melanie, thank you for coming in.
Oh, hey, you're so welcome. And can I make a plug for your Patreon?
Sure.
Yeah.
I've been a Patreon subscriber for a long, long time.
Thank you so much.
No, I didn't say it for the accolades. And I love it. I get so much free content, so much early content. And I know I'm supporting you guys, which is even better.
Well, very often
become a Patreon subscriber, please.
And we don't plan this, but very often the Patreon show has one of the best songs that the band plays and some of the funniest shit we ever say.
Yeah,
because we know only a few people are going to listen to it, so like you know,
so we go nuts.
Yeah. And
little known fact: the Patreon is actually supporting my drug habit. It's allowed me to quit my job and just live completely off of Patreon dollars, but. It hasn't been enough lately.
Yeah, some people. We need some more support, you guys.
Yeah, we really need some more support.
Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
Help
you can join
stop
us.
Patrick's itching.
Yes, please.
Your itching is getting a little disturbing.
Thank you, Melanie. Thank you. Thank you.
Ew.
Distracting.
Discolored.
Well, on that note.
On that note, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Watch Stranger Things if you watch the Beatles anthology. Watch football, whatever the fuck. Be with your family, and I hope you have a good holiday. And hug everyone you love, and you know, take risks, but not too many or not too scary. Yeah.
Don't do drugs.
Be safe and have fun.
Yeah.
Don't
Sponsored by the DEA.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving from the Worst Little Podcast. For the Lord Streisand and Reverend Rory and everybody else, I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short and we love you.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
All right, Rick. I want to play another damn good Mike Tyson and Tommy song, and then another one right after that will be called Train Tracks. It's kind of just a short little punk rock thing. But this is a great band. Thanks, everybody, for listening to my mixtape again this year. And I hope to put together something awesome for you guys next Thanksgiving. All right, Rick, take it away.